Ah, prima di Dima.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام عليكم، كان محمد صح.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته يا شيخ.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. أما بعد، I think it's necessary for you to watch the screen, Abu عبد الرحمن.
نعم يا شيخ، أنا
Watch your screen. There is one in the
I'll do
I
something
think.
about it, sir.
Type, our book is Kitab al-Kaba'ir by al-Imam al-Zahabi rahimahullah Abu Abdullah. He's telling us about the major sins, those sins that are serious and grievous before Allah. Allah himself called them Kaba'ir. And he told us in the Quran, in tajtanibu kaba'ir ma tud'aun ما تنهون إن تجتنبوا كبائر ما تنهون نكفر عنكم سيئاتكم وندخلكم مدخلا كريما إن تجتنبوا كبائر ما تنهون. If you avoid the kaba'ir, amongst those things that I have prohibited you, Allah said, نكفر عنكم سيئاتكم, your minor sins I will forgive you. وَنُدْخِلْكُمْ مُدْخَلًا كَرِيمًا, and I will make you enter al-Jannah in an honorable way. So if someone asks us, why are we studying Kabair? We are studying Kabair so that we know them, we can avoid them, we can enter al-Jannah. Why are we studying Kabair? We want to know them, we can avoid them, we can enter al-Jannah. Because Allah said, in tajtanibu kaba'ir, if you avoid kaba'ir, nukaffir ankum sayyi'atikum, your smaller ones I will forgive you. Wa nudkhilkum mudkhalan karima, and I will enter you into al-Jannah in an honorable way. So the reason we are studying al-kaba'ir is that we want to enter al-Jannah honorably. And the only way to do that is to avoid what? Al-Kabair. The first Kabira amongst the Kabair, after the Muqaddimah, the first Kabira we took from Al-Imam al-Zahabi rahimahullah was Ash-Shirk. Ash-Shirku Billahi Ta'ala. He said Al-Kabiratul Ula, Ash-Shirku Billahi Ta'ala. The first Kabira is joining partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That was what we completed in the last class. What we completed in the last class was Al-Kaba'ir. The first of the Kaba'ir was Ash-Shirku Billah. Al-Imam al-Zahabi rahimahullah, after telling us about Ash-Shirk, he told us that al-ishraku billah is the worst of the kaba'ir. We read verses of the Quran about it. We also read ahadith about it. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, innahu man yushrik billah faqad harrama Allahu alayhi al-jannah wa ma'awahu an-nar. Any person who does shirk, qad harrama Allahu. What is absolutely certain is that Allah has forbidden al-Jannah for that person. It means shirk is from kaba'ir. It means that shirk is from kaba'ir. Why? It will prevent us from al-Jannah. And kaba'ir prevents us al-Jannah if we fall into them. If we avoid them, we will get al-Jannah. So if we avoid shirk, we will get al-Jannah. That is the promise of Allah to us. So when it says, man, فَمَنْ يُشْرِكْ وَمَنْ يُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ إِنَّهُ مَنْ يُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ فَقَدْ حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ الْجَنَّةِ, it means أَشْرِكُ بِاللَّهِ is from the things that will bring the people into Jahannam. So that's why he says, وَمَأَوَاهُ النَّارِ. We explain in the class, ma'awa is the place that water settles. When it settles, it does not go away. So when it says wa ma'awahu jahannam, the place where those people will be forever is jahannam. Wa ma'awahu nar. Who is that? Man yushrik billah. This was the first kabira amongst the kaba'if that we studied. Al-Imam al-Zahabi rahimahullah, he said, al-kabira tu thaniya tuko. The second kabira, the second major thing that we must avoid if we want al-Jannah. Like we said, if someone asks us, why are you studying kaba'ir? The answer is that we are studying al-kaba'ir because we want to enter al-Jannah. And Allah has promised that in tajtanibu kaba'ira ma tud'au ma tunhauna anhu nukaffir ankum sayi'atikum. If you avoid the kaba'ir amongst those things that you have been prohibited, nukaffir ankum sayi'atikum wa nudkhilkum mudkhalan karima. This verse, I want us all to memorize it before we finish this book. In tajtanibu kaba'ir is a condition. If you leave kaba'ir, you abstain from kaba'ir, nukaffir ankum sayi'atikum. The other ones that are not kaba'ir, I will forgive you. After that, one would kill kumud khalam karima. I will enter you into al-Jannah honorably. The second thing we have to avoid is al-kabira to thaniya. That is what qatlun nafsi. Qatlun nafs. Taking a soul. What does qatlun nafs mean? Killing a soul. Qatlun nafs. Killing a soul. Ar-ruhu and an-nafsu have the same meaning, but the names change depending on where they are. When the ruh is inside al-jasad, it is not called ruh again, it will be called an-nafs. When ruh is inside al-jasad, what is it called? An-nafs. That's why Allah says, wa nafsi wa ma sawaha. He's talking about the ruh at a time when it is still co-joined inside the body. But when the two of them separate, that is what we call al-maut. Maut is when ruh separates from body. That is what maut. When they are joined, the ruh becomes called what? Nafs. When separate, ruh becomes ruh. The ruh is our soul, our life itself. So when you say qatlunnafs, killing a soul, that time both the ruh and the jasad were together. You caused the separation. May Allah protect us. May Allah protect us. Qatlunnafs, killing a soul. It is the second most grievous sin that Al-Imam Al-Zahabi is mentioning to us. From the things that if we want to enter al-Jannah, we must avoid. And the evidence to show that qatlun nafsi is kabira min al-kaba'ir is the first statement. Of Allah, he has mentioned to make us understand the seriousness of sin, killing a soul. The first ومن يقتل مؤمنا خالدا فيها وغضب الله عنه. من يقتل مؤمنا متعمدا, الله سبحانه وتعالى says, ومن يقتل مؤمنا متعمدا, anyone who kills a person of iman, يقتل مؤمنا متعمدا. When he did that, it was deliberate. This متعمدا, the scholars gave it 2 minutes. يقتل مؤمنا متعمدا. He kills a person of iman muta'ammidan, because of his iman. He kills a person of iman muta'ammidan, because of his iman. أو ومن يقتل مؤمنا muta'ammidan, whoever kills a person of iman deliberately. He deliberately kills a person of iman. So the 2 minutes go for it. If he kills a person of iman, may Allah protect us, because he's a person of iman. Or he kills a person of iman because he really deliberately wants to kill a person of iman. Allah said, فَجَزَاؤُهُ جَهَنَّمْ خَالِدًا فِيهَا فَجَزَاؤُهُ جَهَنَّمُ خَالِدًا فِيهَا فَجَزَاؤُهُ. The condition has been fulfilled. So the response for that condition is that anybody who does this thing, that this condition that they gave, man yakutul mu'minam muta'ammid, anybody who does this thing, fa jaza, because he has done that, jaza'uhu jahannam khalidan fiha, the payback, the recompense for him is jahannam. May Allah protect us from jahannam. So this is evidence that qatlun nafsi is kabira, because Allah told us that in tajtanibu kabair, if you avoid kabair, I'll put you into al-jannah. Well, here he's telling us one of the things that will make it worth jahannam, means that things kabira and al-kabair. Allah says, وَمَنْ يَقْتُلْ مُؤْمِنًا مُتَعَمِّدًا فَجَزَاؤُهُ جَهَنَّمُ خَالِدًا فِيهَا. He says, خَالِدًا فِيهَا, he is going to stay in that Jahannam for a very long time. He will be in Jahannam for a very long time. وَغَضِبَ اللَّهُ. There are a lot of issues regarding Khalid and Fiha. Forget that. Don't forget that he did not say Khalidina Fiha Abadan. That would have been if the person was a kafir. And he will be Khalid and Fiha Abadan because of his kufr. And one way that can happen in this circumstance is that if he thinks that qatlu nafsi is halal, if a person believes that it's halal, there's nothing wrong, yes, Allah cannot tell me not to kill somebody. If a person says that, he's making istihlal. He is calling something that Allah has made halal as what? Haram. That is what? Kufr. So two conditions. Muta'ammidan, mustahillan. He does it deliberately, saying that no, it is halal. Taking a soul is not haram. If a person says that and does it like that, that is from the aspects of kufr. Making haram to be what? Halal. And this is not lawful. So such a person, khalidan fiha abadan, is his own case. He will be in Jahannam forever. Why? Because of his kufr. Unless he repents away from kufr. So if he repents away from saying that it is halal, or he remains upon, yes, he did it. These are two different conditions. Oh, he did it. The time maybe he did it, it was in the times of his jahiliyyah. This kind of a person, khalidan fiha, he will be in Jahannam for a very long time, as long as he does not commit kufr or that can make him be in Jahannam forever. But as for just committing the sin in itself, khalidan fiha, he will be in Jahannam for a very long time. May Allah protect us. Not just that. وَغَضِبَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ, Allah's anger is upon him. May Allah not be angry with us. Allah's anger is upon anyone who takes the life of another person. Allah's anger is upon anyone who takes the life of another person. وغضب الله عليه ولعنه. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will push him away from his mercy. That's why when you see people who commit this evil, they even do not even look like regular human beings. You will see that they are really in trouble because they are under Allah's curse, meaning that أَبْعَدَهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ رَحْمَتِهِ. Allah makes them go far away from his rahmah. This is the meaning of Allah's la'na be upon them. It says, وَغَضِبَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ. Allah's anger is upon them. وَلَعَنَهُ. Likewise, his la'an is upon them. وَأَعَدَّ لَهُ عَذَابًا عَظِيمًا. And Allah has preserved a very mighty punishment for that person. Three things. غَضِبَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَلَعَنَهُ وَأَعَدَّ لَهُ عَذَابًا عَظِيمًا. Who is that person? مَنْ يَقْتُلْ مُؤْمِنًا مُتَعَمِّدًا. Anyone who takes the life of a Muslim deliberately, he has three problems. His first problem is that فَجَزَاؤُهُ جَهَنَّمُ خَالِدًا فِيهَا. He will be in Jahannam for a very long time. That is a recompense for his evil action. وَغَضِبَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ. Allah is angry with him. وَلَعَنَهُ. Allah will put him away from his mercy. وَأَعَدَّ لَهُ. Number four. أَعَدَّ لَهُ عَذَابًا. Allah has preserved for him one kind of big, azima punishment that is mighty. May Allah protect us from his anger. May Allah protect us from his la'an. May Allah protect us from his ghadab. May Allah protect us from Jahannam. But anybody who deliberately takes the life of a person, this one can happen in many ways. You are angry, you are driving, deliberately hit somebody, deliberately. May Allah protect us. We have heard men, women, wives, people do these evils. Anybody who tries it, jaza'uhu jahannam. The recompense for his action is jahannam. And Allah's anger, and Allah's curse, and Allah's preparing a mighty punishment for him. Beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us away from this evil. The second verse, Al-Imam al-Zahabi mentioned about qatlun nafs, taking a soul. He said, وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَدْعُونَ مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَهًا آخَرَ وَلَا يَقْتُلُونَ النَّفْسَ الَّتِي حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ وَلَا يَزْنُونَ وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ ذَلِكَ يَلْقَ أَثَامًا يُضَاعَفْ لَهُ الْعَذَابُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ ويخلد فيه مهانا إلا ما تاب وآمن. This verse occurs in Surah Al-Furqan as from the verses describing Ibad al-Rahman, the servants of Allah al-Rahman. One of the things Allah described them with is that لا يدعون مع الله إلها آخر. They will not direct dua, they will not direct ibadah together with somebody, together with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. La yad'una ma'allahi. They will not invoke or supplicate or make dua to any other thing ma'allahi, together with Allah. Just like some Muslims are doing today. They are making dua to Allah. They are also making dua to something else. This is from the aspects of shirk. We described it in the last class. For these, Ibadur Rahman, la yad'una ma'allahi ilahan akhar. They will not supplicate or give worship to any other thing together with Allah. ولا يقتلون النفس التي حرم الله إلا بالحق. لا يقتلون النفس. They are people of Tawheed and they will not take a soul. لَا يَقْتُلُونَ النَّفْسَ الَّتِي حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ. لَا يَقْتُلُونَ النَّفْسَ. They will not kill a soul. الَّتِي. A soul that حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ. That is something that Allah holds in sanctity. Allah has made it haram. It is sanctimonious. It is of esteem. Full of respect before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah holds our life with a lot of esteem, subhanahu. He created it. So he gives it a lot of respect. He has apportioned respect for human life. So why is it that people will not respect something that Allah respects? So but for people of Tawheed, the first thing about them, لَا يَدْعُونَ مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَٰهًا آخَرَ. And this is why I always say, people say all the time, Tawheed, Tawheed, Tawheed. This is the first requirement not to be in Jahannam. So Allah says, وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَدْعُونَ مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَٰهًا آخَرَ وَلَا يَقْتُلُونَ النَّفْسَ الَّتِي حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ. لَا يَقْتُلُونَ النَّفْسَ الَّتِي حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ. They will not kill a soul, which is something that حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ. Allah holds it in high esteem. He has apportioned esteem and respect for human life. This life should not be taken illa bilhaq, except upon rightness. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us, why can it be upon rightness that a person's life may be taken? Maybe anna nafsa bin nafs, a person who kills a person. It is from rightness that his own soul to be taken. Like azani, a person who makes zina, a person who is married now makes zina. These are rajm that the Sharia has prescribed. It's from the aspects of taking a life upon rightness. From that is alladhina yuharibuna Allah wa rasulahu wa yas'auna fil ardi fasada. Those who go to war with Allah and His Messenger, like those who abuse Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who abuse the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam. So they go this clearly in Surah Al-Ma'idah. إِنَّمَا جَزَاءُ الَّذِينَ يُحَارِبُونَ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَيَسْعَوْنَ فِي الْأَرْضِ فَسَادًا أَن يُقَتَّلُوا. The Quran says in Surah Al-Ma'idah, the reward for those who go to a war with Allah and His Messenger is that and spread evil on the surface of the earth. Spreading evil on the surface of the earth like those who carry drugs, cocaine, and their likes. And yuqattalu, they should be killed. The capital punishment should be given to them. This is from the aspects of taking a life upon haqq. Because here Allah says, لا يقتلون النفس التي حرم الله إلا بالحق. So I gave us a few examples about haqq, the right of taking a soul. But in all of that itself, that is the duty of the government. Because if a person takes a person's soul, the other group do not just go and take his own soul back. No, the government carries out this job, so that it does not become an issue of jahiliyyah. Another person whose life should be taken upon haqq was what we read in the chapter of Ash-Shirku Billah, when Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma said that the Prophet said alayhi salatu wasalam, man baddala deenahu faqtuluhu, anyone who renegates from this deen, Islam, take his life. He had been a Muslim. He understood Islam. He took Islam. Then he leaves it, goes back to Kufr. The government of Islam will be responsible for carrying out the capital punishment against such individuals. We have counted a number of them, about four now. So Allah says, Wala, these people of Iman, Ibadur Rahman, La yaqtuluna nafsa allati harrama Allah illa bilhaq. Allah says, Subhanahu wa ta'ala, ولا يزنون يزنون and they will never make zina. لا يزنون عباد الرحمن لا يزنون. The servants of Ar-Rahman لا يزنون. They do not make zina. They are far away from zina. We are coming back to zina as from the Kabair. لا يزنون. They are not people of zina. They are not people of indecency. Allah says, وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ ذَلِكَ. These evils that I have counted. الشِّرْكُ بِاللَّهِ. قتل النفس and الزنا. من يفعل ذلك يلقى أثاما. Anyone who does any one of these things يلقى أثاما. He has carried a huge sin on his head. He has carried a huge burden on his head. Allah says this kind of a person يضاعف له العذاب يوم القيامة. His punishment will be doubled on the day of Qiyamah. ويخلد فيه مهانا, and he will be in perpetual disgrace on the day of Qiyam. Ya Allah protect us. Ya Allah protect us. الشرك بالله قتل النفس and الزنا. These are destructive sins. Allah says ومن يفعل ذلك. He mentioned it as ذلك. Anyone who does that, showing that it is something that should be far away. You know, ذلك is an ishara for something that is what, far away. يلقى أثاما. He has carried a huge burden on his head. This kind of a person, يضاعف له العذاب يوم القيامة ويخلد فيه مهانا. يضاعف له العذاب. His punishment will be doubled on the day of Qiyamah. ويخلد فيه مهانا, and he will be in serious disgrace, disrepute, and demean on that day, inside the punishment that Allah will give him. He said, Subhanahu wa Taala, illa man taba wa amana, except those who make tawbah. وَآمَنَ and perfect their iman. If you would not forget Qaida number 6 that we read, or number 5, the fifth basic rule we read is that when we read the Muqaddimah was that we said that إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَاسِعُ الْمَغْفِرَةِ. When we read that verse, الَّذِينَ يَجْتَنِبُونَ كَبَائِرَ الْإِثْمِ وَالْفَوَاحِشَ إِلَّا اللَّمَمْ إِنَّ رَبَّكَ وَاسِعُ الْمَغْفِرَةِ. If it happens that anyone falls into any one of these kabair, let him not forget, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَاسِعُ الْمَغْفِرَةِ. If it was shirk, don't forget, you still have time. إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَاسِعُ الْمَغْفِرَةِ. If it is قتل النفس that has ever happened to you, may Allah protect all of us. Don't forget, إن الله واسع المغفرة. But the scholars explained to us that قتل النفس and توبة, if a person kills a soul, he has three problems. If a person kills a soul, he has violated three kinds of حقوق. The first حق is حق Allah, Allah's right. Why? Allah created that soul. He created the body. He blew the soul into it. He owns the soul. You killed the man. And then Allah commanded you, don't kill a soul. وَلَا تَقْتُلُ النَّفْسَ الَّتِي حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ. Don't take a soul. You took a soul. You violated Allah's haqq to be obeyed. The second haqq, a person who kills a soul has violated, is haqqul maqtul, the right of the person who was killed himself. He has a right to live. You violated that right. May Allah protect us. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The third right you have violated if you kill a person is the right of his family, haqqu al awliya, or أولياء المقتول, the right of the relatives of the person who has been killed, why they have a right to have their brother to themselves. They have a right to have their husband. They have a right to have their wife. You killed him or her, as the case may be. They have a right to have their son. But you took that right away from them. So these rights, these three rights, if a person makes tawbah from qatlun nafs, he has been left by Allah subhanahu. Regarding the first right, haqqullah, Allah will leave him, inshallah. When Allah accepts your tawbah, the first right goes. It remains haqq number two and haqq number three. Haqqul maqtul, the right of the one you have killed. That one will come to you on the day of Qiyamah. He'll be asking you, lima qataltani, why did you kill me? The scholars say that your good deeds will be used to pay back that man on the day of Qiyamah. Let us take that as haqq number two. That is after tawbah now. So that no one thinks that he can go just cut free making tawbah alone. After tawbah, tawbah is haqq of Allah you fulfilled. Okay, I forgive you. I pardon you. How about the second haqq? The haqq of al-maqtul himself. He will hold you responsible on the day of Qiyamah. How about the haqq of the awliya? Because Allah says, وَمَنْ قُتِلَ مَظْلُومًا, anyone who is killed upon injustice, in Surah Al-Isra, Allah said that. He said, فَقَدْ جَعَلْنَا لِوَلِيِّهِ سُلْطَانًا, I have given his awliya, sultan, authority. He had a right. So Allah now warned us, فَلَا يُسْرِفْ فِي الْقَتْلِ, don't go about taking people's life. So they have a right. This right, your tawbah does not remove it. So the ulama say you have to present yourself to the family of the person you have killed. لَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. You killed me, nobody knew. If we begin to explain this, maybe this will reduce killing in our society. Let those who commit this great evil understand what they are doing. After tawbah, which is from the haqq of Allah, it remains, it has not ended. It remains haqqul maqtul. The right of that person you kill is waiting for you on the day of Qiyamah. The third haqq, the family of the person who you killed. Allah says, Ja'alna li waliyihi. His awliya, we've given them sultan. What is that sultan? Three things. One of three things. What is it? They can forgive you, say, okay, we forgive you. Or that they ask that there is qisas, revenge and retaliation. You have a right. They can say, oh, you killed our brother, five, you should be killed in place of it. It's the second thing. The third one, they have a duty to say, okay, but give us the dia, the blood money for it. فَقَدْ جَعَلْنَا لِوَلِيِّهِ سُلْطَانًا, and Allah said, I have given them power and authority. So they will ask for the dia, the blood money for their brother that you have killed. So any one of them, they can say, we forgive you, both the money and the life, we give you al-afw. The second one is what? They can say, we want qisas. You should be killed in place. Because the rule of Allah from time is that وَكَتَبْنَا فِيهَا أَنَّ النَّفْسَ بِالنَّفْسِ وَالْعَيْنَ بِالْعَيْنِ وَالْعَنْفَ بِالْعَنْفِ وَالْأُذْنَ بِالْأُذْنِ وَالْجُرُوحَ قِصَاصٌ. That's why it says, فَمَنْ تَصَدَّقَ بِهِ فَهُوَ كَفَّارَةٌ لَهُ. So they can make tasadduq. They can use it to make sadaqah for you. That is al-afu. Otherwise, they can ask for what? Qisas. Otherwise, they can ask for what? The diya. So you see, tawbah alone does not end qatlu nafsi. Any sensible person will be running away from it. May Allah protect us from this evil. Any person who makes qatlun nafs, who kills a soul, wallahi, he is in trouble. That's why the Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, la yazalu al-mar'u fi fushatin min dinihi. The individual will still be enjoying his religion. As long as soul has not, the life of a person has not gone away from his, you don't have problems. May Allah protect all of us. So Allah says, وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَدْعُونَ مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَهًا آخَرَ وَلَا يَقْتُلُونَ النَّفْسَ الَّتِي حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ وَلَا يَزْنُونَ وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ ذَلِكَ يَلْقَ أَثَامًا الشِّرْكُ بِاللَّهِ حَرَامٌ كَبِيرًا مِنَ الْكَبَائِرِ وَلَا يَزْنُونَ زِنَا حَرَامٌ كَبِيرًا مِنَ الْكَبَائِرِ. Then he says, wala, before that, wala yaqtuluna an-nafs allati harrama Allahu illa bil haqq. Allah says, wa man yaf'al zalik, anyone who does any one of these evils, yalqa athama, he has carried, he has met with athama, a big trouble. Big, big trouble. Allah says, you are in trouble. Yudha'af lahu al-azabu yawm al-qiyamati. ويخلد فيه مهانة إلا من تاب وآمن. So if you make tawbah, بإذن الله, the haqq of Allah has gone. And then you need to pay the diya or present yourself for qisas, or that you are lucky to have al-afu. تصدق من أولياء المقتول. You get a sadaqah from the relatives of the person that you have killed. And then perhaps on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will help you settle that one between you and the person that you have killed. This is the condition of a person who makes tawbah. How about the one who does not make tawbah? You see that it is trouble. This case is even more serious. If you make tawbah from shirk, it's over. The person is upon shirk, if you make tawbah, it's over. If a person is upon zina, may Allah protect him, he makes tawbah, it's over. But qatlu nafs, after tawbah, you still have two more problems. You have the haqq of the maqtul, you have the haqq of wali al-maqtul on your head. You still have two things to settle. May Allah protect us from this evil. The third verse that al-Imam al-Zahabi rahimahullah mentioned, that verse occurs in Surah al-Ma'idah. Is man qatala nafsan bighayri nafsin aw fasadin fil ardi fakannama qatala an-nasa jami'a. Man qatala nafsan bighayri nafsin, whoever kills a soul bighayri nafsin, not as a result of a retaliation, yani bighayri haqq. Man qatala nafsan bighayri nafsin, he kills a soul bighayri nafsin, not that a soul was killed and he's retaliating. Like the government will retaliate on your behalf. That is not the case. And then you kill the soul. Allah said, "Aw fasadin fil ardi," or he goes on spreading evil on the surface of the earth. What does that mean? You spread things that destroy the society. You spread LGBTQ, for example. You spread things of serious evil in the society. Things of serious evil is spread in the society. These kinds of persons, Allah says, "Faka annama qatala an-nasa jami'a." They are like as if they killed the whole of human beings. So two groups of people. Group one, man qatala nafsan bighayri nafsin. Those who kill a soul, not as a result of a retaliation. Aw fasadin fil ard. Or those who spread facade, serious facade. Like I mentioned, many people will ask, why is it that in the Muslim countries, any person who carries cocaine, they kill them? Yes, this is the reason. They bring facade to the surface of it. So these are things that when they get spread in the society, they definitely destroy the society. But there are other things like that, such as even some ideas. Ikhwa. In my thinking, look at it very well. Ideas like feminism will come under this. saying that man and women were equal. It will come under these kinds of spreading facade fill out. That's why in some Muslim countries too, at the beginning when this movement started, if they caught anybody, that was what they did with them. It is from the aspects of spreading facade. Allah said, وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا يَغْشَى وَالنَّهَارِ إِذَا تَجَلَّى وَمَا خَلَقَ الذَّكَرَ وَالْأُنْثَى. I am the one who created dhakar, male, وَالْأُنْثَى, and female. And he swore by that. I swore by his creating male and female. You say, no, we are all equal. Males are equal to females, females are equal. Allah says, إِنَّ سَعَيَكُمْ لَشَتَّى. Your struggles are different. The struggles and the duties of men are different. The struggles and the duties of women are different. Say, no, we are all the same. She begin to prove the same thing. Men are the same. Something that even contradicts the reality in every sense of the word. So all of these come from the aspects of spreading facade on the surface of the earth. Allah said, "Faka anna ma qatala an-nasa jami'a." If a person takes the life of a person, it is as if he has killed the entirety of human beings. Consider you alone kill 5 billion people. What are you? Serious criminal. May Allah protect all of us. Al-Imam al-Zahabi mentioned a fourth verse. It says, وَقَالَ تَعَالَى وَإِذَا الْمَوْءُودَةُ سُئِلَتْ بِأَيِّ ذَنْبٍ قُتِلَتْ وَإِذَا الْمَوْءُودَةُ سُئِلَتْ بِأَيِّ ذَنْبٍ قُتِلَتْ. That's Surah Al-Takwir. وَإِذَا الْمَوْءُودَةُ سُئِلَتْ. الْمَوْءُودَة comes in the feminine. A girl who was put in the ground under the earth. You know the Arabs used to do it. They bury their girls alive. وَإِذَا بُشِّرَ أَحَدُهُمْ بِمَا ضَرَبَ لِلرَّحْمَنِ. What Allah has done, Ar-Rahman, if they are giving good nushira, they are giving good news. Hey, you have delivered. Yes, boy or girl, they say girl. In some verses, it says, ضَلَّ وَجْهُهُ مُسْوَدًّا وَهُوَ كَذِيمٌ. You are going to see his face, مُسْوَدًّا. He is kazim, fat. He does not want to hear a girl. He does not want to deliver a girl. Because they consider girls as a burden. It will increase their finances. They need to be dressing her up, bringing her up. But as for a boy, if they spend the money, maybe the boy will grow up. He too will be working and giving them money. The entire consideration was about money. That is the same consideration some Muslims are thinking today. That is what we limit them. We only want two boys. We only want one boy, one girl. We only want three boys, one girl. Why? They think that they will not be able to have money to take care of their children. So Arabs, that was the thinking. So what they were doing is, if they now have the child, they bury them alive. They bury them alive. They kill the soul. So today we do two ways in our own times. We either block the life coming, or when it finally even happens, we terminate it in terms of what we refer to as abortions. Because when you abort, you terminate life. You terminate the process of life. There's no difference between that and the one who buried their children alive. When you abort, the life is there already. You cut it off. Some scholars say, even when you say before the third, 40th day, there's a process coming, you cut it off. It's still the same thing. How about those? I know people who aborted fetuses of 6-7 months. 6-7 months. One of our friends one day, this girl that I am talking about now, she's a medical student in a European country now. I asked that my friend, how is she? Said she's in Greece or where it Allah protect us. But when he gave back to her, according to him, he tried to abort the girl. On the day of Akiko was saying it. Well, the pregnancy did not go down until the girl was delivered. She's a medical student now. So who knows, brothers? You want only two children. Do you know whether a third one will be the rich one? You stopped at two. Do you know whether the third one will be the one who should be the breadwinner of your family? You killed that one because you are afraid of poverty. Meanwhile, you are establishing yourself inside poverty by what you have done. So Allah says, وَإِذَا الْمَوْءُودَةُ سُئِلَتْ. Those who bury their children alive, those children will ask on the day of Qiyamah. Don't forget, we said Qatlu Nafs has three problems. The first problem is with Allah himself. That's why if you make tawbah, no problem. Genuine, sincere tawbah nasuha. The second one is haqqul maqtul. That's why they will now be asking you, bi ayyi dhanbin kutilat. What was my sin that I committed before you killed me? This was the same question that the person you killed when he's an adult too will ask you on the day of Qiyamah. The one you buried alive too will ask you. The fetus you aborted too will ask you. Bi ayyi dhanbin kutilat. What was my sin for which I was killed? What did I do wrong? What did I do wrong? Why did you not allow me to live in the dunya? Why did you take my soul? Allah has prohibited us from that. So, وَلَا تَقْتُلُوا أَوْلَادَكُمْ خَشْيَةَ إِمْلَاكُ. Don't abort your children. خَشْيَةَ إِمْلَاكُ. You are just afraid of the future. You are afraid that you may be poor. The two of them is wrong. Even if you are poor too, don't abort them. وَلَا تَقْتُلُوا أَوْلَادَكُمْ مِنْ إِمْلَاكُ. The two of them occurs in the Quran. Now that you are in imlak, you are in poverty, don't take the soul of your children. خَشْيَةَ إِمْلَاكُ. Now you are not poor, but you are afraid that you can be poor tomorrow. Giving birth to that child will make you become poor, but you are not poor now. Both situation, whether you are poor now or you are afraid of poverty, no, none of these two should be the reason why you take the life of your children. We are still coming back to this. So if you try it, if you abort your pregnancies, if you kill your daughters, in fact, in our own times, it is worse. Both boys and girls are killed, are aborted, because of fear of poverty. They will ask you on the day of Qiyamah, be I could you think that it is lawful for you to take my own life? All of these go to show that Qatlu Nafsi is Kabira min al Kabair. If you avoid it, نكفر عنكم سيئاتكم وندخلكم مدخلا كريما. If you avoid it, Allah will forgive you your minor sins. ويدخلكم, He will put you into Al-Jannah honorably. If you avoid taking the life of people, don't take a soul, O man. Don't take a soul, O woman. Don't ever make it happen. The life of a person goes away from your hand, whether knowingly or unknowingly. Don't let ever make it happen. From the aspects of that is aborting your children. When you abort, you kill a child. Whether a boy or a girl, you are killing somebody. Allah says, لا تقتلوا أولادكم. Don't kill your children. Minim lak. Because you are in a condition of poverty. Elsewhere, it says, لا تقتلوا أولادكم خشية الإملاك. Don't kill them because you are afraid. Today you are rich. You think that if the children come, you will become poor. May Allah protect all of us. These are the verses that Al-Imam al-Dhahabi rahimahullah has employed to teach us about قتل النفسي and the evil of it. Allah protect us all. There are a number of ahadith that he has cited, about 12 of them, about 12 ahadith. Ibn Allah will look at these ahadith that tells us about the evil of qatlu nafsi one after the other. The first verse we read today occurs in Surah An-Nisa, verse 93. The second verse we read occurs in Surah Al-Furqan, verse 68. The third verse we read occurs in Surah Al-Ma'idah, verse 32. The fourth verse we read occurs in Surah Al-Takwir. May Allah make it beneficial to us. The lesson is that make sure that nobody's life goes away from your hand, whether deliberately or by mistake. How can that happen by a mistake? Hitting somebody does not kill somebody. You may hit somebody, you are not intending to kill him, but as you hit him, he went down and died. That is qatlu nafsi khata'a, by mistake. That one too, you need tawbah. The life has gone. The family can take, they can obtain a diya from you. So many things begin to happen. You may need to fast. All of these, 3 whole months or 6 months. May Allah protect all of us from this evil. So 4 verses have been mentioned in this portion of our book, Al-Kaba'ir by Al-Imam Al-Zahabi, rahimahullah, regarding Qatlu Nafsi. From that he said, وَإِذَا الْمَوْءُودَةُ سُلِّهِ ذَنْبٍ. That has to do with children, those who abort children or deliberately kill their children. I remember that when we were in youth service, children were found in the dustbins. I also remember that when I was an undergraduate, children, those mamas who came female hostel, they always find children inside the dustbin, sometimes dead, sometimes alive. Because they fear that, oh, they are poor now, so they can't manage the children, they throw them away. Oh, because, oh, they are not poor now. Or if they say they should take care of these children, that can lead them to become poor. The two of them are haram. And in both cases, they have killed a soul. That soul will ask them on the day of Qiyamah, the ayyi dhanbin qutilat. Even if you make tawbah, it will still ask you. Tawbah does not remove that one. The ayyi dhanbin qutilat. What was my sin for which you killed me? Allah protect all of us from this evil. Abu Rahman, we can have a few questions today before we call it a day. It was shaitan. He does not want us to discuss this matter. Qatlu nafsi is one of the worst evil in our society after shirk. After shirk now, especially with young people. Shirk of wanting to become rich overnight. They get involved in a lot of evils. May Allah protect. Even adults going to join secret cults. They want to get promotion on their jobs. They want to get contracts. They want to win elections. So shirk and the things connected to it become spread amongst the people because of these useless reasons. You want to become a politician. If you become a governor, you can't become a governor forever. If you are there for 4 years and you make another shirk and the jinns go and write election results for you and you become another governor for 8 years, it will not be more than that. But you would have become an enemy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
السلام عليكم يا شيخ. أنا كان في أي ما السلام عليكم يا شيخ. السلام عليكم يا شيخ. نعم، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. إيه بقى؟ I think we should leave the dressing to close the class like this for the next four minutes. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.